the U.S. Defense Secretary says the Saudi king has welcomed the conclusion of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries. Ash Carter made the comments after meeting with King Salman as well as his Saudi counterpart in Jeddah. He said the Saudi king has, however, expressed reservations about how effectively the nuclear conclusion will be enforced. Carter reaffirmed the U.S. support for Saudi Arabia during his visit, which was aimed at explaining Washington's stance on the nuclear conclusion. Carter has now traveled back to Jordan for a meeting with top military officials there. Earlier in his regional tour, the U.S. Defense Secretary visited Tel Aviv to stress Washington's commitment to Israel. Director of the IGA, Ali Al-Ahmad, joins us from Washington. Ali Al-Ahmad, does Saudi Arabia need U.S.'s confirmation of its support based on the visit of the U.S. Defense Secretary to Saudi Arabia?
Well, the Saudi government cannot really survive and operate and extend its power in the region or act as a regional power without strong United States support. Let us remember that about 40% of the American taxpayers' budget for the U.S. defense is spent protecting the Gulf monarchies. So the American citizenry is paying over $255 billion a year to protect the Saudi and other Gulf monarchies. And the Saudis have been dependent on the United States for their internal and external security. If you take back the issue from the 1980s when the Carter Doctrine was established to defend these absolute monarchies from mostly internal threats, more so than the external threats. So yes, the Saudis depend on the United States for security and their survival.
So what worries would Saudi Arabia have given the fact that the U.S., as part of the P5 countries, has concluded this nuclear conclusion with Iran? Saudi Arabia obviously has felt threatened because of that.
Absolutely. For the Saudi monarchy, they cannot rest until they see every neighbor is subdued and is in chaos and is self-consumed. That's why you saw these conditions happen around the Saudis in terms of, if you look at Iraq, that's Saudi-Qatari planned, what's happening in Egypt, what's happening in Yemen, and what's happening in Syria. So the Saudis have a plan always to make sure that their neighbors are weak. They, instead of focusing on becoming stronger, they are making their, or they want to have a weaker neighbor so they can dominate the region. And they know that the Iranian nation is very strong, independent, and they are extremely, well, they see the Iranians as the greatest threat to their existence. And that's why they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars. They have spent hundreds of billions of dollars to stop the Iranian from taking a natural and normal role in the region.